We come to chapters 2 and 3, and this contains the seven letters to the seven churches. John would be given these seven messages to give to the churches. Notice what it says here in verse 4 of chapter 1. John to the seven churches which are in Asia Minor. And then he is told by the Alpha and the Omega, verse 11, the first and the last, that would be Jesus Christ, what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And so John gets the message for the seven churches. Let me talk about these seven churches a moment. They are historical churches. They were churches that were actually alive at the time John wrote the book of Revelation. In fact, John had been the pastor of the church at Ephesus. The Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 19, had established the church there in Ephesus. After the death of Jesus Christ, John moves to Asia Minor from Israel, and he becomes the pastor of the church at Ephesus. I'm sure that he had a somewhat of a circuit riding ministry to the other six churches, and you'll notice as you study them, you start with Ephesus, and then from there you go to Smyrna. That would be going north along the coast of the Aegean Sea there in what we know as modern-day Turkey on the western shore of modern-day Turkey, and then you continue north beyond that to Pergamos, and as you continue to travel, you'll start to make a circle as you come around to the church at Thyatira, and you'll start going to the east and southeast to a certain extent. You come to the church after Thyatira, the church at Sardis, then you go to the church at Philadelphia, coming all the way south to the church at Laodicea, back around, then going west over to the church at Ephesus. These were all churches that were alive and well when John wrote the book. They are churches, I believe, that are alive today. Now, I have traveled to these seven churches. There is a church in Ephesus. There is a church also in Philadelphia. And there's some other churches that are starting to spring up in some of these other ancient cities, the remains of these seven churches and these seven cities. To some extent, they are in full operation, but most of the time, they're just archaeological remains of some type. But there are churches today. As you look at the description of these seven churches and what God has to say about them, that are describing churches that are alive and well on planet Earth today. And in fact, it would include individuals in these churches. You can look at seven different Baptist churches, and you can see the seven descriptions of the seven churches there in Asia Minor that John wrote the message to, that he received from the angel who had received it from Jesus Christ. And the individuals in these churches, you'll have seven different types of Christians. I look at the church at Ephesus, for example, and they had left their first love. I can point out many churches who have left their first love, not lost their first love, but they walked away from their first love, how it was when they first fell in love with Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that you're aware of the fact this is applicable for individuals in the church. There is, to some extent, a look at church history here as well. These seven churches describe the seven periods of church history. Now, you can't be absolute about this. It's a bit of a stretch to make it work sometimes, but indeed, it does give us a glimpse to some extent of the seven periods of church history. So, seven churches that were alive when John wrote the book in 95 AD, seven churches that are alive today, and seven churches that have been alive throughout the last 2,000 years. As you study these letters to these seven churches, you're going to find something common to all of the churches. For example, each of these studies will start with a characteristic of Jesus Christ. You come to chapter 2, the first church at Ephesus, and it says in verse 1 of chapter 2, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven candlesticks." And so we see a characteristic of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 8, the church at Smyrna. "And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and alive." Another characteristic, the risen Jesus Christ speaking to the churches. The church at Pergamos, starting in verse 12. And unto the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. We've got to go quickly now to Thyatira. That's verse 18 in chapter 1. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. Going to chapter 3, we now look at the church at Sardis in verse 1 of chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Look at the church at Philadelphia, verse 7, chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, He that is true, he that hath the keys of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. And then the final church, the church at Laodicea, chapter 3, verse 14, And unto the angel of the church at Laodicea write these things, saith the Amen, and the faithful, and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And so common to all seven messages to the seven churches would be the fact that he is talking about the characteristics of the one who would be writing these messages. In fact, when you stop to think about it, these are the last words of Jesus Christ to the church. Sometimes we talk about the pastoral epistles, which would be 1st and 2nd Timothy, to some extent 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and the book of Titus. But that's not the last word to the church. The last word from Jesus Christ is Revelation chapters 2 and 3, the messages to the seven churches, written almost 50 years after those other messages, those pastoral epistles. And so it is, the last word is from Jesus Christ to the seven churches in Asia Minor. By the way, there was another commonality to all seven messages. Do you hear what I said? Unto the angel of the church. Now, this is not the pastor. The word here for angel is angelos in the Greek, which means angel. Indeed, the Bible tells us that there are angels in these churches, and there's an angel in every church. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 talks about angels that will be in attendance when you come together to have the communion service. Angels in every church service. Isn't that quite sobering, the reality that God dispatches angels to our church service? Speaking of angels, and we'll get more in depth as we think about angels a bit later on in this study, but the word angel, or the plural of angel, angels, used more than any other word in the entire study of the book of Revelation. It's used 81 times in the scripture here in the book of Revelation, and it is talking about evil angels and good angels and the part they will play in the second coming of Jesus Christ. We'll get more into that as we continue our study. Let me show you something else that's very interesting in our study of these messages to the seven churches. In this study, we're going to see that John is going to tell each of the churches Jesus Christ knows the works of each and every one of these churches. Look at verse 2 of chapter 2. He's talking to the church at Ephesus. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience. He tells the church at Ephesus he knows what they are doing. When you go down to the church at Smyrna, notice verse 9. I know thy works and the tribulation and thy poverty. Well, again, he's going to let those in Smyrna realize he's watching. Remember, his eyes as a flame of fire, watching all of their activities. Verse 13 of chapter 2 is what he says to the church at Pergamos. I know thy works and where thou dwellest. He knows all there is to know about the church at Pergamos. He knows all there is to know about the church at Thyatira. Look at verse 19. I know thy works and thy charity and thy service and thy faith and thy patience and thy works. He knows what's going on. Chapter 3 and verse 1 begins the message to the church at Sardis. Look with me, if you will, at verse 1. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Boy, that's a shocking statement that Jesus said about the works of the church at Sardis. When we look at the church of Philadelphia, he says something again along these same lines. Verse 8, I know thy works, he's going to have some very positive statements to make about the church at Philadelphia. And then in verse 14, we start the message to the church at Laodicea. And in verse 15, he says, I know thou works that thou art neither cold nor hot. And he tells what's going to be the result of that. He'll spew them out of his mouth. So common to all the churches, Jesus Christ said, I know thy works.